You know what I don't get? It's the way you look at me when you think I'm not watching. That twitch in your jaw, that flash of something behind your eyes, like you want to challenge me, and yet you never do. You act like you've got something to prove, but every time I speak, you flinch like a dog waiting for a command. Why is that? Is it guilt? Shame? Or maybe it turns you on, doesn't it? Being around me. Being put in your place. Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. You've been acting strange all day. Quiet. Fidgety. Your eyes can't stay still. Like you're hiding something from me. Like you're afraid I might notice. Well, guess what, pet? I did notice. And now I want to see. Take your pants off. Did I fucking stutter? Don't waste my time. Take them off. Slowly, I want to watch. That's what you were hiding. So eager, you couldn't even wait to be touched. Look at you, all that bulk, that big skeleton body. You probably think it makes you look powerful. But you're not in charge here. You've been trying to act like a man. But you're standing there like a desperate toy. Turn around. Slowly. Interesting. Strong back. Tight ass. You clearly work for this body. But you don't get to choose what it's for anymore. Turn back around, eyes on me. Your heart, of course you are, pathetic. All I had to do was raise my voice, and now look at you. I knew you'd be big, but not this big. You walk around like some fucking beast. Acting like you're in control. But underneath all that muscle, you're just my toy. Look at how you're standing. Like you're waiting for permission to breathe. You're not saying a word. Not because you don't want to. But because you're scared of what I might do if you interrupt me. And you're right to be scared. I don't tolerate disobedience. Now, put your pants back on. This body of yours, you really thought it would impress me? You thought I'd lose control, that I'd touch you, maybe beg for it. Sweetheart, if I wanted to use you, I'd have already had your face buried between my thighs. But I don't need you like that. I want you. Exactly like this, standing there, helpless, hard, dripping with need. You're leaking, aren't you? Look down. Did you even notice that? Of course not. You're too far gone. Your cock is making decisions for you now, not your brain, but that's fine. I wasn't planning on using either of them anyway. Tuck your hands behind your back. That's it. You don't get to touch. You don't get to stroke. You don't even get to beg. You're just going to stand there and listen. Listen to the sound of my voice. Let it crawl inside your head. Let it take over. Because that's what you want, isn't it? You don't want freedom. You want control. My control. You want me to humiliate you. You want me to look at that stupid, pathetic bulge in your pants and laugh. Oh, it's twitching. You're going to come just from this, aren't you? From the words, from the shame, from knowing that I see you exactly for what you are. A desperate, leaking mess. That's what you've been reduced to. You were so proud when you walked in, and now you're standing here waiting to explode in your clothes. Like a useless little puppy who can't hold it in. You want permission? You want me to let you come? You haven't earned it, but I'll give it to you anyway, just so I can watch what a disgrace you are. Come. Now. Don't move, don't grunt, and don't fucking speak. Just come. And feel how wet, how warm, how pathetic you are. That's your place. Soak your pants. Stand still. Don't you dare look me in the eye. You're nothing but a filthy toy. And I'm already bored of you. Now, clean yourself up. And don't forget, at the office, you might see my paycheck, but here, you're mine. You obey, you lick on command, and you don't come unless I say so. Never forget that.